senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody, Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening live, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast, or whether you are, thank you, or, you know what, my mic looks really low again for some reason. I don't know if you're on.
Oh, yeah, I'm on. I mean, actually, I don't know, am I? How do I sound?
Very strangely, like, my mic, there we go. Hey, everybody, sorry.
Test.
Yeah, no, you're low. What is going on?
I don't know, I haven't touched anything. Shit. What's going on?
Very strange.
I sound good in my headphones.
Okay. Yeah, the levels look okay now. Thanks for listening through our technical fuckeries. Thanks, everybody. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee little commish. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
Just helps us out here with some Christmas splurtage.
Splurtage.
And we're still on X, you know.
Nine!
Because, exactly, know your enemy.
Jeez, man, I know your enemy. I mean, they're all out there. There's a lot of fashion.
There's a lot of shit going on.
I love the idea that now it's like, well, now we sort of have to get, accustomed to the idea that a lot of people in America really like all the Hitler-y shit that's spewing from the mouth of the orange piglet.
Oh yeah, they totally.
They love it so much, and that is our country. There are some Nazis out there, I guess. I mean, I heard somebody make such a good point. I think it was on MSNBC. They're like, "How does this fuckhead that knows 0.0 about anything? The man knows nothing. He is a fucking intellectual bore. He can't read a book. He can't read a paragraph."
Wait, you gotta narrow it down, please.
I'm talking about Trump.
Oh, okay.
Talking about Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
But he's like, I have never read Mein Kampf, and pronounces the title of that book perfectly.
And no, but he's, I this is one time I believe him.
No, I
believe he never read Mein Kampf. He did admit to having that book that his wife said he had.
Yes.
Previous wife, the one that's cremated and buried in an oddly large coffin.
No, weird. Here's that
at
binder.
Bedminster.
Here's the binder that Meadows had, supposedly. He was running it off. Throw it in a grave. Put it in Vonda's grave. Nobody will find it. Dig her up. She would say, that's not a bad idea, to be honest. I know the guy. You should dig me up. See what's in there.
Have you spoken to her from the other side?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I'm just saying that she visited
you. You can make some money, I'm thinking.
I know. Anybody want the lottery tickets? Or I'll read your future. There's a lot of idiot maggots out there that don't give a fuck about anything with Salt Life stickers on the back of their truck that are going to fuck this country right in the face in 2024. And it's sad.
Let us fire up the headlines and see what is going on over to the commie pinko liberal. Yeah. It says, what a shock. Yeah. Republicans blast Trump Colorado ballot ban.
Yes. When? They don't like it. Huh? Victims, they don't like it. But that means that he's not in the primary, right? He wouldn't be in their primary.
No, he won't be if the SCOTUS does not step in.
Right.
He will is not to be allowed on the primary ballot, even.
Jeez.
That their SCOTUS or their SCOTCO.
Scroot.
Said, well, let's read about it.
Right.
So, yeah, let me actually backtrack and get the story of when it actually happened. Because this story is about how the Republicans are saying, this is an outrage.
Bullshit. Bullshit. This is someone possibly doing the heavy lifting for them.
The Colorado Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Donald Trump is disqualified from being president under the 14th Amendment and may not appear on the state's 2024 presidential primary ballot.
Right. Right. Jeez.
The 4-3 vote, the court made the shocking and unprecedented ruling that Trump is ineligible to be president again because of a clause in the 14th Amendment barring state or federal office. Barring from state or federal office, anyone who took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, but then, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion against it or gave aid or comfort to its enemies.
Wow, there's something useful that could help us.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy, though? How nice. That's great.
Now, the previous states, a couple of them that have Michigan, Ohio, maybe. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. But a couple states have already had that fight. And they've decided they punted, really, just by saying, well, we can't decide the primary.
Right.
We can't tell what the party who they can and cannot have, that the 14th Amendment somehow wouldn't apply there. But if it's the actual candidate, don't ask me how they, this is Republican logic.
This is weakness, though. This is weakness. This is them saying there's no way in shit we can do this. We cannot stand up to Donald Trump like this. We have to have someone do it for us. Right? I mean, that's what that is. Right? Because it's a clear case, right? He clearly did insurrection. Everybody knows that shit.
Right.
We saw it on fucking television. So this, I mean, what Colorado did here made sense, right? This made a lot of fucking sense.
Well, and the predictions were that it would go down also, like the rest of these other states did. But these guys did a great job of the lawyers for the plaintiffs and the Supreme Court, I think, did a good job of really making it make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
The ruling cites Trump's involvement in January 6, 2021, insurrection at the U.S. Capitol aimed at blocking the certification. Okay, we know, blah, blah, blah. The court wrote in its decision, we do not reach these conclusions lightly. We are mindful of the magnitude and weight of the questions now before us. We are likewise mindful of our solemn duty to apply the law without fear or favor and without being swayed by public reaction to the decisions that the law mandates we reach. The court had little difficulty reaching its decision.
How about that?
4-3 sounds like it was a little difficult.
Right. But how about that, though? I mean, that's someone standing up to Schittler, correct? I mean, they're literally standing up to him. Isn't that something? I mean, why didn't the other states? Why didn't they do it? Why did they punt? Why didn't Colorado punt then?
Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, the group whose lawsuit brought this matter before the court, celebrated the decision. Good for them.
Yes.
The court's decision today affirms what our clients alleged in this lawsuit, that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist who disqualified himself from office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment based on his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and that the Secretary of State,
Yes.
Must keep him off of Colorado's primary ballot.
Right, right.
I tried to say it before I sneezed.
So naturally, all this makes so much sense. And I imagine since it would be in their interest as candidates, every Republican is supporting this. This is a great decision by Colorado. We support this. Let us do it. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
Are they supporting this? They should be. Every single one of them should be supporting this decision because this actually
would help them, as you're suggesting.
Nikki Haley should be like, yes, we support the court's decision to do this. The Republicans
but they know they can't do that.
But they must. If they don't, then the court's not going to do the right thing.
Well, you expect the court to do the right thing?
Well, they might. They could.
Look, we know how Clarence is going to vote.
They could, but they won't. Look, they won't.
We know how Alito's going to vote.
If the Republicans aren't going to stand with them against Trump, then they're not going to do it.
Trump's campaign spokesperson released a lengthy statement.
Yes.
Condemning the decision, describing it as, quote, a scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of crooked Joe Biden. Oh, listen to the rhetoric.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Resulting from Democrats' state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls.
Is it just me, or are we finally getting scared of this fucking Nazi enough that finally, out of the sky, for some reason, who knows why, a bunch of Jeffrey Epstein's shit is going to get crapped out. You know what I mean? And you know it's going to have Donald Trump's name all over it.
Yeah, probably.
I don't
probably
think.
Probably a few Democrats, too. Yeah, but
whatever.
Good.
If it takes that fuck down, who gives a shit? Who cares? But it wouldn't. It sure
the campaign, would. Of course, is filing an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well,
which could settle the matter nationwide if it takes up the case. But the Colorado Supreme Court stayed their decision until January 5th. And so basically SCOTUS has TikTok motherfuckers right here over the holidays.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
And because that's when the state law of Colorado says they've got to have the names that are going to be on the ballots, because that's when they got to start getting those motherfuckers
what
printed.
What happened to our shit that got so fucked up? Look at all this bullshit we're talking about. This is so fucking insane. And you know what?
Yeah.
Well, if Thomas is going to vote no on this, boy, he's going to make these guys fucking pay. Oh, my God. Think of the vacations you are going to have to give Clarence if he supports your ass on this, guys. Holy shit, Shitler. I don't know. You're going to have to take him to Dollywood or something.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We love Puerto Rico.
That's the background for today's headline over at the HuffPo, which is Republicans voice support for Trump in public outcry against a Colorado ballot decision.
Right, of course. They're spineless. And we also heard their dear leader just pronounce perfectly Mein Kampf.
Of course, they're squealing that it's we're a banana republic now.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Lee... Senator Mike Lee of the Utah
Nine.
He axed or fucking tweeted, whatever you call it. This is the kind of wake up call we should not ignore. Nor is this just another bad politically motivated ruling. This is lawless thuggery masquerading as jurisprudence.
What a dramatic little Nazi fuck you are. Nine. Hogan. All city elite loves you. My God.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, please. I forgot he existed for a second.
Said, this ruling is garbage.
Fuck you, Ted.
This will be appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will reverse it
to
every Dem and media outlet saying, save democracy. This is a test. Will you denounce these partisan judges trying to prevent the voters from choosing the next president?
Fuck you and your ugly wife. You know what I mean? You said your wife was ugly. I mean, my God.
Trump said their wife was ugly.
Trump said your wife was ugly. Yeah. And now listen to you. God, They, you know, when this whole thing, I believe this was used during the Civil War, right? Do you remember?
What are we talking about?
Does anyone remember the Civil War? That was where
that's Union. Part of the problem is they still won't give it up.
And what happened was they made it so Confederate generals and leaders and shit couldn't be in office because they were fucking traitors.
Right.
And insurrectionists. Because you wouldn't want those people in office because they were treacherous against the very institution that they would want to be a part of. Because if we allowed that, that would be fucked up.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Oh, my God. This country has its foot on the gas and everybody's just screaming drunk as shit. Just going
Thelma and Louising off of the end of the...
Well, that ended their life, though. I mean, we're just blazing through. We're fucking... These fucking maggots are in it to win it, and they do not give a shit how far they roll back democratic rule in this country. They don't give a fuck.
So it'll be fascinating to see what the Supreme Court does. I mean...
I think if they
dilly-dally... And miss that 5th of January deadline.
Yes.
Then I think I heard, it doesn't say in this report, I think I heard that he'll still be on the ballot.
Right.
But that he won't be, unless they eventually reverse it, he won't be on the...
The general
election ballot. So he can win the primary, and they're still saying he's not going to be on the ballot. I mean, I don't know what to say about the SCOTUS. I'm thinking we shouldn't get our hopes up.
Oh, I agree with you. And then after they fuck us and after they fuck this country right in the fucking face, monitor your private jet trips. Okay, and there can't be that many people taking private planes going to these islands and shit. You can guarantee Watts-his-face. God, he's going to have a nice vacation after this. Where do you think him and whoever will go? Whatever evil ringwraith funds this fuck.
I mean, this is basically asking the SCOTUS to decide whether he committed insurrection or not. Because the 14th Amendment is pretty clear.
Maybe Clarence.
So now the only question, yes or no, right, does the 14th Amendment restriction apply to Donald Trump?
Can't ask you a question. Maybe Clarence should recuse because his wife is a dirty fucking, a dirty fucking treacherous insurrectionist. I have to recuse myself from this case, everyone.
How dare you suggest that?
My wife was deeply involved.
I'm going to park outside with my $267,000 Winnebago.
Clarence, didn't you hear that they passed the code of ethics?
You mean yeah.
His wife was integral, whichever. And it's insane. What is happening in this country is absolutely batshit. And everybody's fatigued and everybody's tired because it is no longer a headline that Donald Trump says crazy shit, but he's saying crazy Nazi shit and nobody knows and nobody cares. And it's fucked. God.
I think people care.
Who?
I think people care.
Where? In swing states? I hope so.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, it's still early.
No, it is early, but we're late panicking because this is it. If this fuck wins, he ain't leaving.
Right.
He ain't leaving, and he's not doing anything, and it'll be a lot easier to be a legislator because they won't be doing shit. And it'll be easy to be a judge because they won't be doing shit.
The,
Black vans. He'll be black vanning motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Extrajudicial killings up in this bitch. Asset forfeiture. More of that. I am tired of reading shit today. I want to be illiterate. It's horrible.
I love the uneducated.
Oh, God. But you're dumb, Donald. That's why it's so weird.
Yeah, they had to pay somebody to take his SATs.
I think someone during his presidency had to explain to him the significance of the bombing of fucking Pearl Harbor. But he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know shit about shit. All he knows is fucking young children, probably, allegedly, and Mein Kampf. He understands Mein Kampf and Diet Coke and Ivanka's legs.
The Drudge Report, golf. The Drudge Report. Oh, and I understand he's quite the DJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He likes...
Thursday night. I'll be there Thursday night.
Jeez.
Drudge Report says MAGA nightmare before Christmas. Don kicked off ballot. Supremes to make final decision.
I think what he's doing right now is leverage. This is leverage. He is going to go to Jack Smith and he's like, Jack, I'm going to burn this fucking place to the ground unless you let me walk. And I promise I won't run for president. That's what that's got to be what this is.
So this is the headlines. Similar. Headlines at both places.
Do you think that's the case? Is this leverage?
I don't know if it's...
I mean, it is.
Leverage. I mean, it's... he's definitely amping up his rhetoric. And the more the clamps come down on him legally, yes, the worse it's going to get.
Right.
So we just have to hope that more of these Republicans finally... find their tiny little first trimester fetal spine.
Stop it.
And
this is funny.
And start saying, well, this is, now this is maybe enough.
You know, this think about this Hunter Biden shit, right? It maybe what would help. I mean, obviously they're going after Hunter Biden to put pressure on Joe Biden or some fucked up shit like that. And maybe, what if Merrick Garland could find something on Eric and go after Eric, do you think? And then he got something on Eric. He's like, listen, Mr. President, either you promise to drop out of this race.
That's extortion.
And we will put your son in jail.
No.
What would he say? Go ahead.
Which one?
Who is he?
Yeah, which one?
I thought we killed that one. It's not extortion.
Wasn't the last time wasn't the first time that Ivanka went down the stairs. Ivana.
He wouldn't throw Ivanka down the stairs. No. He loves her.
Well, her name is Ivana also.
It's Ivanka.
No, that's a nickname.
No.
She's Ivana Jr., but...
That's a dumb nickname. That's not a nickname.
They called her Ivanka derivative of her name. It's like Bob for Robert,
No, it's a shortening. A nickname has to do with something that someone does or some vibe they exude. Exude? Doesn't matter. It's about their behavior. It's that's what I think. Like, that guy is short, so they call him Shorty.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah. She probably wouldn't enjoy Parasite.
They all are. They're all parasites.
Elsewhere in the news, jeez, I think there is other news.
Is there? What would it be?
Well, sure, there's all kinds of fun stuff going on.
You know,
Trump.
Nine. Implied.
When Ryan mentioned it earlier,
yes,
at a Iowa caucus prep event. God, I really don't understand it.
What?
Why the giant filleting of Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, when nobody cares?
No one cares because I don't know. All I can figure is that we are horrible puritanical people, and we're like, we can't have this thing that we all have to do somewhere nice, can we? We hate ourselves. So let's go to the middle of fucking Iowa in the winter. When is the Iowa caucus?
I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Is it soon? It's been going on forever.
Like March?
March? Maybe? Are you shitting me?
It might be earlier.
We've been talking about this shit for fucking months, man. I can't believe it's in March, all the way to March. God, it's so stupid. Jesus, there's not one primary we talk about more than Iowa.
It's January. It's January.
Oh, thank God. I almost lost my fucking mind. You probably caused people to drive off the fucking road right now. Jesus Christ. Holy
January 15th, the Republican Party will hold its caucuses.
Get to it, dumb white fucks.
Well, and remember, these are old Republicans.
Yeah, make them get out.
In Iowa.
This is torturous.
That's why I've always wondered why. Who cares about
why are you
caucuses?
Making?
Binding. They're not winning delegates. It doesn't matter. It's a fashion show.
Are you making all of these older people get out early on a cold fucking winter day? They're going to break a hip, a leg, or some shit. Can we just cancel it and move it to when it's not cold as fuck in Iowa? Because I am not a meteorologist, but I will tell you this. In January in Iowa, it fucking sucks shit outside.
Right.
There's no way it does it. It's horrible. You're making people go out and do shit in the middle of it. It's insane. It really is crazy, right?
Right.
People walk around outside handing out shit for these horrible fascists in the middle of the fucking winter. Oh, let them go out there then. Actually, now that I think about it, freeze to death, you dumb fucks.
Republicans will gather in small groups at neighborhood locations, schools, churches, union halls, where representatives will make speeches on behalf of their favorite candidates. It's Iowa. There are about 1,700 precincts across the state. Votes are tallied by secret ballot, and delegates to the county convention are selected. These results are sent to the state party and announced when the tallies are complete, typically within a few hours.
Jesus Christ. Can we evolve or something? Can we do something different with our elections? I mean, geez, can we learn from what we're going through right now? These dumb fucks in Iowa make a decision about a president, and then all these whales come in and donate to the dumb fucking candidates that won, all because these dickheads said so.
Yeah, why are the Iowa caucuses important? The caucuses are viewed as the first snapshot of voters' support for presidential candidates. Ugh. Typically, those candidates will have spent months campaigning across the state, testing their messages and their appeal, like Ron DeSantis. Those who don't fare well sometimes opt to drop out of the race.
Oh, thank you for that explanation. Wow, fascinating. After a primary, you're saying, if you don't do well, sometimes people drop out. Wow. Thank you. Yeah. God, that's fucking fascinating. Jesus. Stupid. I don't mean to be a dick, but jeez.
The Iowa caucuses. You. Anyway, Trump was filleting some old Iowa Willie.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Do you think that Iowa caucus has to be the biggest moneymaker in tourism that state gets every 4 years?
Oh, that's
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, no, you can't. Do you know what I do in funnel cakes in a week when that fucking primary comes?
Right.
They probably like and
all the extra towers they got to put up for Grindr.
Oh, yes. And it's definitely a Democratic incumbent, right? It's better for them because then you have the Republican primary.
At a GOP Iowa caucus prep event, Trump reiterated his claim about migrants harming the blood of America.
Thank you. We understand. Yes, you're a Nazi.
And
okay.
Then immediately went on the defensive following days of critical press coverage and experts saying his rhetoric was oddly similar to that used by Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf. Trump said, I've never read Mein Kampf.
God. Yes, do you hear? God. He's testing. He's seeing how much Nazi shit people are willing to take. And boy, oh boy, shit.
The former president has long been dogged by allegations of fascination with the Nazi dictator, including a 1990s claim by his deceased ex-wife, Ivana Trump, who claimed he kept Hitler speeches by his bed.
Boy, that is, that'd be a deal breaker for a lot of people, wouldn't it? Oh, what? You stay over somebody's house. You're like, jeez. It's a Mein Kampf on the nightstand.
That's how I get hard.
He's
Trump went on to repeat his frequent allegation that Central American countries are deliberately sending problem elements of their society to the border. Problem. They're coming from jails. They're coming from mental institutions.
Problem elements?
People don't want me to say insane asylums.
You were sued for defaming a woman you raped in the dressing room of an apartment store.
Lies. All lies.
Okay. I can name some other shit. I mean, if we want to talk about...
I mean, look at her. All lies.
Everything about you is problematic.
Republicans have broadly leapt to Trump's defense over the claim immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country.
Yes, get Trump's dick in your mouth as quickly as possible, everyone. Sucky, sucky, sucky.
Earlier this week when pressed on the issue, Senator Lindsey Graham refused to condemn the language, saying only that most Americans agree with Trump on the border.
Lindsey, do you agree with Hitler? Yes or no? It's an easy question, shouldn't it? No, of course I don't agree with the ramblings of my fucking comp. God. He's like, he can't just say that.
Lindsey, fuck no.
And Lindsey, they don't like lots. What are you doing still around even? Why doesn't he resign and go away? I mean, where does he fit into all this?
Well, I'm not convinced that Jack Smith doesn't have his sights on him, too.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. He's an unindicted co-conspirator, possibly.
Meanwhile, when asked about Trump's rhetoric,
yes,
being a little maybe over the top these days,
right?
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Oh, God.
What's going down the tubers?
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy. I can't. That was weird. But Tuberville. Jesus Christ. These Republicans are all bottom of the barrel horse shit, man. He's not a serious person.
He was asked.
Stupid.
About the comments.
God.
Tuberville.
Tuberfuck.
Said, I'm mad he wasn't tougher than that.
God, you're stupid as shit.
Because have you seen what's happening at the border? We are being overrun. They're taking us over. They're taking us over. So a little bit disappointed he wasn't a little bit tougher.
You are, God, you can barely put a sentence together, you dumb shit. Listen to what this dumb guy.
The intellect from Alabama.
Right now, what was his record as a football coach? Let's look it up. I want to know. Because this guy is so fucking stupid, it's hard for me to understand how he was in charge of a football team. Because that's not easy. What was his record? Wins and losses versus Nick Saban, you bitch. Let's see it, Tuberfuck. What is it?
Versus Nick Saban?
No, just wins and losses. His career wins and losses. His record versus, say, somebody like Nick Saban, a direct competitor.
Nick Saban was 292-70.
Wow, that's good. What's Tuberfuck's fucking record?
159-99.
Oh.
It's not bad. I mean...
shit. I was hoping it would suck really bad. Fuck you. Fuck off with the internet. The internet fucked me today. I was going to be like, oh, what a big loser. God, well, go fuck yourself, Tommy. Still, all right. That doesn't change it. He's a shitbag. So what? So fucking what? Good job with your football. But you suck as this. Is this thing you're doing sucks?
Head football coach at Auburn from 1999 to 2008. Head football coach at University of Mississippi from 95 to 98.
Yes.
Texas Tech from 2010 to 2012. And the University of Cincinnati from 2013 to 2016. He won 5 National Coach of the Year awards.
Whatever.
Following Auburn's 13-0 season in 2004.
Oh, big deal.
In which Auburn won the Southeastern Conference title and the Sugar Bowl, but was left out of the BCS National Championship game. He's the only coach in Auburn history to beat in-state rival Alabama 6 consecutive times.
Oh, God, go fuck this guy. Go fuck this guy. But Nick Saban's a lot better than him, right? I mean, this guy sucks. I mean, he doesn't suck at football. God, how did we manage to do some positive news about
Thomas Howley
Tuberville?
Tuberville, born in Camden, Arkansas.
Jeez.
Man, he gets around.
How did you become such an indoctrinated little Nazi? Like, what happened to you?
Didn't he, huh?
What happened to him? What? How did he get so Hitler-y and so fascist, Tuberfuck?
Oh, hell if I, Alabama, probably. Living in Alabama for all those years. And Arkansas.
Yeah, that's true, Arkansas.
Shit.
The liberal hills of Arkansas. Jesus, fucking hillbilly assholes.
Also, in the news, thanks for listening, y'all.
It would be weird to me if someone said, so, I'm just waiting on this promotion. Oh, yeah? I just can't get it because this Tuberfuck is mad about abortion.
Now, I saw an article today that said, you know, now 440 people and zero. Like, he got nothing out of all that.
Yeah.
He literally got nothing for all of that.
Well, did he get nothing or did Vladimir Putin get something? We're in the middle of trying to fund this war in Ukraine. The Republicans, it's like it's as if they're literally trying to fuck up like funding and supply lines for that army so they can fight Russia. It's like they want to do this. Now, if we think about it, he didn't get anything out of it, he most certainly did. He fucked shit up for us for a while, and maybe he's in bed with Vlad. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, I imagine that could be the case. Don't you think so? Maybe. I can imagine people saying that.
Well, I mean, Vlad would definitely celebrate any weakening of the American
military.
So I'm not saying it's cause and effect, but
I mean, at the very least, you can
definitely playing into stuff Vlad would appreciate.
Is it you can tell me if you think this is weird. I think it's weird that the interests of the Republican Party seem to align with the interests of Russia.
Well, right.
I think that's weird.
Where is this story? This is, Texas.
God. It's either Texas or fucking Florida. Get ready for some Nazi shit.
The Texas National Movement.
No, what is that?
Has now submitted more than 139,000 petition signatures.
Yes.
To the Republican Party.
Okay.
Seeking to place a referendum on the March primary ballot calling for Texas to secede from the United States.
I did not know where you were going with this. I was like, what is happening? I was like, is Texas trying to get Donald Trump off the fucking ballot? That would be a fucking coup right there. That would be the shit. But God damn. They did this already, didn't they? Didn't they already secede? Am I missing something? You don't remember Jade Helm 13?
While supporters of an effort that has been something of a pipe dream in certain conservative circles for several years, yes, argue that secession is an option under the Texas Constitution,
okay,
a U.S. Supreme Court ruling handed down 4 years after the Civil War makes it clear that Texas, like all states, has entered into an indissoluble relation.
Right. For some reason, wait.
When it was admitted to the Union in 1845, you're in, you can't get out.
Wait, why? Am I missing something? Why did that have to be reinforced?
Did I mention after the Civil War?
Oh, okay. You're right. That makes sense. Jeez. I mean, you know, why are we referencing all the Civil War shit all of a sudden? I mean, jeez, I don't remember doing that in other elections. Remember when Obama and Romney ran against each other?
Margie's none of this. Margie's calling for that national divorce again after the Colorado decision.
No. Marjorie?
Margie.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, yeah.
She
wants like us, Florida, Texas, you know, all the Trumpy states to secede, to leave.
Could we move to Costa Rica and do this show if he wins? Because I
sure they probably have good. You can probably get Wi-Fi.
Do they black van people there?
We use Elon's satellites.
I mean, yes, and his non-woke AI or whatever the fuck. It turns everything into a Nazi. Because I want to cover something about me.
Portugal is supposed to be the place to go these days.
What?
Expats. Portugal's very hot these days because it's very expat friendly. What? And I think...
What's wrong with New Zealand? Nobody wants to go there.
It's one of those countries. All you got to do to become a citizen is buy $200,000 worth of land.
Oh, okay.
Or property.
Okay.
And they're like, welcome.
Right, right. Jeez. Gosh. So, you hooers.
Not that I've been looking into it.
Right. I mean, fuck. Portugal.
Portugal seems to be really high on the...
Why do people not ever...
And let's not forget all those European places.
Right.
Mostly pretty good health care for free.
What about New Zealand? Nobody ever talks about that. They did the best during the pandemic. They have the best, obviously the best government. There's no fucking guns. And there's something there that a lot of countries, and I don't know how they manage this and what they do. There are no snakes in that motherfucker. There is not one snake in New Zealand. How did they do it? No one ever, and they don't have any snakes there. No one ever says, hey, New Zealand, how come don't?
Natural selection? What predators do they have there that ate all the snakes?
I don't know. That's an excellent question. That in my presidency, I'm going to hire a consultant from New Zealand, and I'm going to say, I want you to do for us what
how come
you
they don't
did.
Have how come have an isolated island where snakes have limited possibility?
They must just have a fucking forest that goes out. There must be cameras everywhere. It's like, hey, we got a rattler coming out of it. Go get it.
There are no snakes in New
There's
Zealand?
Not one snake in New Zealand. Now don't go swimming. They got some dinosaur-like bullshit swimming around in the water. They have serious fucking snakes. The New Zealand's nice. I was really impressed when I saw the piano with Harvey Keitel.
No snakes ever made their way across the ocean to
That's
make
right.
the islands their home.
Not on my watch, baby. Get the fuck out.
You mean they don't have a bunch of people that have pet snakes that have let them go and now they're
we don't hear from
taking
that.
Over?
Name some of them. What happened to those people? You never hear from them.
Can you have snakes in New Zealand?
They're disappearing, those motherfuckers that come into town with a snake. Get the fuck out of here.
Can you own?
God, that would be insane.
In New Zealand.
God, that you cannot. That is the most insane shit ever. Of course not. Because they have problems with indigenous species like rabbits. They tried to get rid of the rabbits with poison carrots. And then the rabbits cried the fucking poison out of their eyeballs. And then that got into the bird food supply. And a bunch of birds fucking died. They don't.
Anyone caught trying to bring snakes into New Zealand faces heavy fines
yes.
and potential jail time.
Yes. Yes.
Listen
yes!
to you.
Boy, oh boy.
It's like Trump with Muslims.
Woohoo. Yeah, but wait, you're comparing Muslims? No, I'm talking about snakes. Snakes.
I mean, your glee.
Oh, yes.
Of preventing.
Right.
I'm not comparing Muslims to snakes. I absolutely didn't mean that.
No, I know. But listen, it's not glee, though. It's not glee. That is logic. That's glee for logic.
Snakes live on every continent except Antarctica.
Good job, guys.
All snakes are carnivores.
Yes.
Some eat only eggs. Others are capable of eating deer and other medium-sized animals.
And nobody mentions humans. Nobody ever talks about that. Why are they saying that? There's not one thing in there about these fuckers biting people. It's like we're pretending it doesn't happen. And then here's a country over there nobody hears about. They don't have any guns or any fucking snakes or any really predators to speak of that aren't in that fucking ocean. Right? There's no. Yeah. So there's a lot to learn.
New Zealand, yeah.
And how did they do during the pandemic? Pretty fucking good. And what did we do? We sent Scott Brown over there to stare at somebody's tits.
Yeah, you know why they did good? They shut the fuck down.
Yes. Yes, because they're not all stupid. Who did we send over there? The ambassador that looked at a bunch of, like, creeping people out.
Oh, God, Scott Brown.
Thanks, America. We send, like, the worst person to the absolute best place on the planet. They don't allow snakes there. How did they let that guy in?
The What was I talking about? Oh, Texas wanting to secede. How did we get to to snakes? Well, who cares? The Texas Nationalist Movement said in a video that secession is legal, and they question whether the state's founders, if they were alive today, would have even wanted statehood. Imagine for a moment that Texas was already a self-governed and independent nation, like almost 200 around the world right now. If we were to ask ourselves if we wanted to join the union, knowing everything we know about the federal government right now, well, if we wouldn't vote to join them, why would we ever tolerate staying one moment longer than we had to?
Go, then. Go.
Arrivederci, putas.
And Ryan Pfeiffer, stand, go. Yeah. Go. And then we're going to invade you, and I'm taking all your shit, motherfucker. My God.
No, they'll be gone. They will be gone. What are they going to take with them?
I don't know.
What do they get?
I don't know.
Oil?
Well, I view them differently. I view them as an axis of evil. I mean, they probably have fucked up laws. They probably have dominionist bullshit. They're probably going to be a theocracy. It's going to be... If Texas splintered off, that doesn't go well. It would be just like Iran. They would be little Iran.
And that doesn't go well. With what military?
I don't know. They wouldn't do it, though, because they wouldn't have a military. That's why I'm saying, I'm going to roll in there and fuck them up. I mean...
Let them go. No federal aid. No federal anything. You guys got to get passports to come to America.
That's right. What if California seceded and just took over America? What about that?
In 10 minutes, they would be squealing to come back.
Oh, yes, of course. But you can't. Fuck you. You want back. It's going to cost you, bitches. It's going to cost you a lot. Oh, that'd be the best. If they leave, but the cost to get back in the game? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Texas. Say goodbye to the Dallas Cowboys. We own them now.
Let's see. Oh, God. The act which consummated Texas's admission into the Union was something more than a compact. It was, oh no, this is the high court.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 1860 fucking something.
Right.
Let's see. Frazier noted that in 1861, then Texas Governor Sam Houston warned the state not to secede. When it did, he implored the legislature not to join the Confederacy. Be a republic, don't be a Confederate, said Frazier.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing Houston's sentiment at the time. Do anything but join this train wreck that's now forming.
Right, right. Well, they wanted their slaves, though, I think was the issue. You know, I think maybe they thought if there's a chance they beat the North, they get to keep this free labor. Was that mainly the issue?
And this lunatic says the movement he calls Texit, named after Brexit.
You know, Texit. Why would you name anything after Brexit, you shitbags? Why would anybody want to emulate that?
Are you kidding me?
How did it go? How is it going? Oh,
spectacular, Ryan. Nigel Farage and all their cronies.
Go ahead and secede.
Don't lie to your face again.
How dare you, Texas, even say that? Because you know who'd like to be in this country? Puerto Rico. But for some reason, they're not a fucking state. Why don't you get the fuck out and we'll give them your spot?
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Oh, my God. That guy, he's coming back, y'all. He's coming back. How much is it to live in New Zealand? It's probably a lot.
It's probably a lot to get there, too. And
And
probably a lot to go through. They just don't want anybody.
Yeah, I get it. Just imagine, it's like you're being arrested for possession of a snake. You have the right to remain silent. You're like, give me the snake. Are you going to reintroduce it or whatever? No, we're going to put the fucker to sleep. Put in the compactor. Just fire it off into the ocean. It's not going to be on this fucking island. Get the fuck out. Is it true their Law and Order Special Victims Unit, they do a snake? Snake Task Force? I bet they have that. Of course they have, like, For that country to be so aggro about snakes, they imagine if you wanted to go after the illegal pet trade in this. Do we have a wing of the government that does that? Like the Snake Force?
Snake Force.
I think we need it, though. How many stories? God, New Zealand must not even understand us. Because it's like, we have all these shootings. They don't have shootings. I don't know. Maybe there was a snake attack or something. And their leaders are like, no more. We're getting rid of these motherfuckers. And that's when they did it. Who knows? We can't do anything.
Travel and Leisure magazine from this June.
Yes.
Ranks the 20 best countries for Americans who want to live abroad.
Right.
They consider all kinds of different measures. Work-life balance.
Yes.
Cost of living.
How many healthcare. Nazis? I'm more curious about the Nazi per capita ratio.
Here we go. First one, Portugal.
Yes.
Trendsetting country on the Atlantic continues to attract young expats, particularly entrepreneurs, giving its relatively low cost of living and welcoming business incentives to help stretch your hard-earned dollars.
Well, how do I? Can I do stand-up there and still speak this dumb fucking English or no?
Well, if there's a lot of expats there, there's probably American bars. Yeah.
God.
And as you're there, you'll learn Portuguese.
My fucking God. Get good at acting shit out, really. That's what that would mean. Because it's hard for me to say, oh, look at this mountain I'm about to climb. To come, how long is it going to take me to be fluent in Portuguese?
You would pick up at the language. If you're there, immersed.
As you are, football, motherfuckers.
Immersed in it.
Immersed. Where's the bathroom? They know all the dumb shit Americans ask for, probably. I don't need to learn it. I'm stupid. Tell me where to pee.
Lisbon is usually the first choice city, but also consider Porto, which is buzzing with creative energy. On a day off, take advantage of the city's hilly, cobbled streets with cool cafes, historic churches, and port distilleries.
Do they have mass transit or trains and shit like that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do they have Nazis? Well,
every place has, you know, Nazi-esque influences, but
you know what I mean.
They tend to not frown upon them.
Do they have a maggot movement like we do, like France does?
Probably a little one, but I haven't heard anything going on in Portugal.
Excuse me, can you find me a place that doesn't have any of that?
No.
There's got to be somebody that ain't got no Nazis. Somebody, right?
Costa Rica is next.
No Nazis there, for sure, right?
The country offers a straightforward residence program, affordable dental and health care, stable democracy, and easy flights to the U.S.
What is that, Evan? What's the citation on that one part? Where is that cited? The stable part of democracy?
This is Travel and Leisure magazine. In Costa Rica?
Yeah, because here's what's happening. Our country is turning into a Nazi hellscape. And all these places that Americans are going to flee to, they're going to want that competition. So everybody's going, oh, our democracy is the best. Show me where it is.
South Korea.
Oh yeah.
Is next.
Yeah.
Canada. Our Canadian listeners are like, "Don't come here. Oh, no, stay away."
It's so cold there, though, man. I mean,
Affordable education, cultural diversity. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Again,
stability and countless adventures in the unspoiled natural wilderness.
Uh-oh, there's superlatives in that. It sounds
if
like
seeking
bullshit.
A big city environment, consider Toronto, where you'll find the majority of Canada's work opportunities, in addition to a sophisticated dining and shopping scene. Vancouver to the west is surrounded by sea and mountains. Living there always allows you to plan weekend trips to Whistler for skiing, or Tofino for surfing or storm watching.
Right. Storm watching.
Meanwhile, the more affordable city of Calgary.
What a way to
offers
what?
Cool eateries, etc.
Excuse me, time out.
And then there's Montreal, which you should probably helps you speak French.
Storm watching. Oh, fuck that place. No offense if you might listen to that. Storm watching is just a brilliant way to spin the fact that we have shitty weather.
Oh, here you go. Austria.
Oh, okay.
You're in Vienna.
But they had Nazis there, but see, they got serious about it. I love Austria. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Vienna has been recognized for its quality of life and low crime rates, as well as an exciting food and wine scene focused on organic local ingredients.
Now,
it's also a good choice for those looking for affordability, healthcare, and superb international school.
That's where Arnold Schwarzenegger's from and his Nazi father. And so are they, how's their Nazi problem these days? Are they good or having issues?
Well, I think they're still embarrassed about the whole thing. So they're less, nice. they crack down on their Nazis a little quicker.
Not here though. We let them run for president. We let them run for president.
Oh, how about Ghana? That's next on the list.
Can you imagine?
In Africa.
Oh, what? Ghana?
Yeah. The West Africans, African nation's diverse expat community continues to grow each year, thanks to the friendly locals and laid-back culture.
Oh, okay. Can I do comedy there? It speak English, or do I have to learn Ghanese or something? Ghanese.
Well, it was probably, colonized. So
yeah. Well. Good. Probably here's another white English, person you have to listen to on a microphone. Congratulations.
Path citizenship through the right of abode law. For African descendants. The capital of Accra.
Aren't we all from Africa?
Offers a great quality of life for skilled workers, while job hunters and digital nomads will have their pick of social support groups, networking events, and associations to join.
What does that mean? There's no jobs for those people, but a lot of people will help you find them. That's what I just heard. The skilled workers have plenty of work, but if you're a digital worker, there's lots of support groups for you here.
Oh, I kind of want to go to Ghana and see what Ghana looks like. Singapore?
Okay. They did good. Let me ask something, not in a negative way. Is East Asia, is that going to turn into like a big war zone with this one China shit and this Xi lunatic? And then there's that guy who's in charge of North Korea.
Sweden? I thought Sweden's kind of expensive, but... Sweden's on here.
Yeah.
Zealand. Here you go.
See,
Americans looking to fine tune their mental well-being and work-life balance will be drawn to New Zealand's safety, friendliness, and high quality of life.
Hell yeah. What is the price tag on that motherfucker? Out the door.
The adventure capital of the world's huge variety of activities should be enough of a draw, but those seeking peaceful surroundings will find plenty of calm with fresh seafood and wine tastings. Auckland is the modern hub of commerce and culture. Future residents might also want to consider the capital of Wellington with its charming Victorian timber architecture or the adrenaline-filled Queenstown. What does that mean? As their home.
I'm fearless there. I am literally fearless in this place.
With ferry service between the North and South Island, plus plenty of affordable domestic flights, residents are free to explore the impressive array of mountains, glaciers, hot springs, lakes, beaches, and ski slopes.
And never look where you're putting your feet, because it don't matter, because there's none of those fucking snakes there.
New Zealand offers a working holiday visa.
Yes.
Which allows anyone... that sucks. Between the ages of 18 and 30.
Ah, motherfuckers. Ageist, you fucks.
To stay in New Zealand for up to... Well, you know, they're trying to woo people to move there are techie and doctors. Yeah. And
I want to learn how you took care of your snake.
Oh, there are other kinds of visas that may be available.
Oh, good, good.
Spain? I've heard Spain is great, too.
How much is New Zealand, though? They have, like, prices on other countries. Does it say how much it costs to move there? Like,
No.
No, see, that makes me nervous. It's probably expensive.
If you're moving shit, that's a big move. I mean,
well, and also
anywhere
too,
you're moving.
That thing where they don't have snakes has got to appeal to so many.
We're talking like it's going to be Flexit.
Well, no, but see, no one is talking like it's going to happen. And no one is talking about what he's saying he's going to do because everyone's on Xanax. They're not listening because it's just Trump saying crazy shit. And they're missing the fact that he's saying some really whacked out shit.
Finish this list. Spain, Netherlands, the UAE, Cyprus. Mexico.
Okay.
We be careful where in Mexico. Indonesia.
Well, I'll be careful where here too.
Taiwan. Ireland. Oh, I would move to Ireland in a second.
Right.
I loved Ireland. Thailand and France.
Canada. It's interesting that it's basically every country they just named. That's a lot of countries. People would rather live in these countries than this country.
Oh.
Maybe it's a high-speed rail.
Especially depending on what happens next
free
year.
Free education, the healthcare. Maybe it's the fact that these places aren't squirting out of their dick holes to put a Nazi back in charge.
Do you think the new Republic of Texas will be on the list of top 20 places?
What a shithole
when
this
they,
place
when
is.
When they text it?
Oh, my God. In 5 days, it's going to be like, well, I don't know. It's going to be a fucking war zone. It's going to melt down because they aren't going to be. Their pipes are going to freeze. The pipes are going to freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, President Pfeiffer, we need your help. We're cold. Our pipes are freezing.
Can I just please have another lump of coal?
No problem. No problem. All I'm going to need you to do is relinquish control of all those vaginas. Honestly, it's going to cost you to get warm.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not. It's going to be tough to have a good relationship with.
You want them to stop controlling other people's vaginas. You're not telling the people with vaginas to relinquish vaginas to you.
No, which that is correct. That's what I meant. I meant to say, yes. No,
that'll be in a loop.
That's what I was shit.
Some haters loop is going to be like, I want you to relinquish your vaginas to President Pfeiffer.
You know, how depressing, though. It's like, imagine somebody says one morning you'll wake up and your state is going to border a different country. Oh, wow. What kind of country? It's like a dream. What kind of neat culture will they have that I haven't experienced? Like, no. It's just Texas. Now it's another country. That's the country you're bordering.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why am I going there? Now you got to drive all the way around there. What if you don't? What happens if you want to leave Texas?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so hard not to sound like a fascist yourself, but if President Pfeiffer wants to look through your social media before he lets you back in, God damn, I mean, why don't we let... go to Texas. I'd rather it be Idaho. Then we could watch those fuckers. Then they're bordered. Why would we want to let them go? All that coastline. Oh, shit, Rudy. I didn't know you were in here. So you got to warn people that you're coming. I mean, whoa.
Rudy Giuliani time, everybody.
Jeez.
Well, here you go. We'll just let him react to his $148 million judgment. And I guess the second lawsuit that they filed against him too. Here's Rudy Giuliani. Why is it not working?
Why is it again? He doesn't work properly. He's broke.
Am I unhappy? No, I'm very, very proud. There were offers made. I told my lawyer, go to hell. I stand on principle. I didn't do anything wrong. What I said and what I revealed about Joe Biden and his criminality, about the hard drive, about election fraud was 100% true.
Wait.
If they want to put me in jail for it, if they want to shoot me for it, if you want, whatever you want to do to me, I'm not going to, you're not going to get me to lie.
Do we have any violin to go with the farting? What a bitch.
Whiny. Oh, throw me in jail.
God damn, Rudy.
Go ahead, throw me in jail.
Come on, Rudy. That's not the Rudy Giuliani I know. That's not the guy that went up there and farted in Jenna Ellis's face and said a bunch of lies at a fake hearing about the election. Come on.
They want to put me in jail for it. If they want to shoot me for it. If you want, whatever you want to do to me, I'm not going to, you're not going to get me to lie.
Again.
Right. Don't put
And even if you take all the money, money is the root of all evil.
Oh, fuck.
All that I care about is that I can look in the mirror and I can say I did what my conscience told me to do.
No, please.
That my father would be proud of me.
Is that his conscience?
We're
that,
proud of you, Rudy!
And please,
who the fuck
don't interrupt
is
me.
Who was that a fart?
My father would be proud of
please
me.
Don't interrupt
me. And Jesus Christ would be proud of me. Because
this
that's who
fake.
I prayed to before I made these decisions.
This is fake. This is from Saturday Night Live.
This is not. This is actually
Jesus
this is
Christ.
The statement he put out.
Jesus Christ would be proud of you, Rudy. In what way? For what, though? It's interesting.
For me. Because that's who I prayed to before I made these decisions, including on September 11th. Every time I made a decision, I said, I don't really know. You make it right, Jesus. And every time I made it.
What do you mean what? He had to invoke September 11th. That's his repertoire.
Well, wait. Before you're like, oh, I'm the mayor. I need to do something because there's a terrorist attack upon my city.
Dear Jesus, should I do something? Yes or no?
He's lying.
Oh, that's right. This is a lie.
He did. He texted Jesus, his coke dealer.
Yes. Jesus.
To make sure he wasn't near the towers.
I hope you survived.
Yeah. You weren't delivering to the towers, were you?
I don't really know. You make it right, Jesus. And every time I made a decision in these very, very difficult situations, I said, Jesus, let me think it out. And if there's something wrong, you just put it in my head.
Whoa.
And if you're following the truth, and if somebody would just sit down with me for just a few minutes and look at the evidence.
Look at this. I'm choking on
if
the evidence.
If someone will just sit down with me and look at the evidence.
I'm sorry. No one is going to. Who? You just want to. You want to talk about conspiracy theories with somebody because that's what that is. What about the evidence? Didn't he have a bunch of evidence from, God, when he was this Russian collusion thing?
Oh, every single time I've got the evidence. Don't worry, you're going to be the evidence. It's just like Joe fucking Arpaio.
Yeah.
And the proof that Obama's birth certificate was fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which, again, I don't understand why it even matters, because his mother was an American citizen. We're done.
We're done.
His mother was an American citizen.
I think for a lot of them, it's about the fact that he's black.
Oh, really?
I do.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Oh, my God.
I thought racism is over with.
So let me ask, it's as if, listen, if Trump and Rudy Giuliani and all these maggot fucks have been making the case that the deep state exists, that Obama... I just died.
Well, you mentioned him.
I know it. But if they are saying this lie that the deep state exists, then when Stephen Miller's the AG, it would make sense that Stephen Miller would go get the deep state.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to?
Sure. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's special Nazi pleated pants so that his boner doesn't show.
She's got to hide. Oh, I'm persecuting so much. I got to put a jock strap on.
I'm just hard all the time. I can't handle it.
God. Jeez.
We're going to check some Mexican babies back over the Rio Grande this weekend. You want to go with?
I don't mean to go back to the Rudy thing. Did he say they could shoot me or whatever?
Yeah. You could put me in jail. You could shoot me.
You don't mean that, Rudy. You don't mean that. You're such a little bitch.
Well, and where does this Jesus stuff come from all of a sudden? When have we ever heard that motherfucker talk about Jesus and God?
I mean, you know, I think there's more God coming out of his butthole than anything else. I think that's where it is for him. No, I mean, he's a deeply devout spiritual guy.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Mike Pence.
He's got to be Catholic.
Right. Is he more religious than Mike Pence, yes or no?
No. Fuck no.
Right.
No. Those are my tits. Those are my tits.
Mr. Mayor, someone do the Heimlich. He's choking. He just pooped out of Viagra. He's going to blow.
So gross.
Make for the exits.
Just what a fall from grace. He could have just shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
And done speaking engagements.
Well,
for the rest of his life and been fine.
You know, the thing is, I think this guy has a lot of fun partying with Donald Trump and hanging with Donald Trump. And the guy gets loaded and fucked up, and he just starts saying all these lies. I don't think he can. Do you think a lot of the issues with him is about, I'm not saying that he's not a fascist and he's not a horrible racist or it's just weird. I'm not, you know.
Don't insult him.
And I know he's this weird guy who married his cousin and all that, and that's fucked up or whatever it was.
Second cousin.
Sir, okay, yeah, my mistake. Second cousin. Do you think this is about his drinking? A lot of it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, he's not a Nazi because he drinks.
No, that's, yeah, that's just where it drove him.
But, right, he, do you think?
Well, he's a scumbag. He's always been a scumbag, an opportunist.
Do you think the good old days was hanging out with Igor and Lev, getting wasted, hanging out, partying, and
right,
now.
Right, right.
Now it's on the other side.
No,
of it.
And flying on Epstein's plane.
Yeah. Is Rudy going to be named in the Epstein bomb or whatever?
Would you be surprised?
No, Pat. No.
Maybe this will make you feel better.
Oh, good.
A new poll conducted by YouGov found that 54% of all Americans and even 24% of Republicans.
Yes.
That's a big number.
Okay.
Approve of the Colorado Supreme Court deciding to kick Trump off of the ballot.
Yes.
24% of Republicans. And there is a third, over a third, I think, of Republicans in a bunch of different polls that said that if he is convicted in one of these cases,
right,
that they don't think he should be president. They wouldn't vote for him.
Well, I mean... But
not that they would vote for Joe, they yes. wouldn't vote, they said, or they'd write somebody in.
So why aren't any of the Republican candidates speaking up in support of this then? I mean, D's a competitor, he's taking them off the primary bout. Now, all of a sudden, Ramaswamy Vivek could be president. And you would think, he would say, oh, great. This one of my competitors is off the Colorado ballot.
I don't know.
Good
if,
for me.
I don't know if Christie's commented.
He did, didn't he? Didn't he not say
on
that,
this?
That it shouldn't be chosen by legislators? It should be chosen by voters? I maybe I misheard that on NPR.
I think that's probably going to be the Republican line, even up that way.
And if that's the case, I don't. Did he say that, though? I think he did.
But did you hear the big news?
Yes.
I mean, it's...
bigger than Chris Christie?
It'll be a devastating loss to lose both Trump and...
Yes?
They have just tried to bar President Trump from the Colorado ballot using an unconstitutional maneuver that is a bastardization of the 14th Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. This was a provision, Section 3, that was designed to bar Confederate members. People switched to the Confederacy from actually being able to serve. That's very different than what's at issue here, to say the least. This is a hollowed out husk of what the country was built on. The basic principle that we, the people, select our leadership. Not.
This is Vivek Ramaswamy. I pledge to withdraw from the Colorado GOP primary until Trump is also allowed to be on the ballot. And I demand that Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley do the same immediately.
I demand it all, please. As much of the withdrawing.
Chris Christie is like, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. He's but that opportunistic fuck, I don't think, supported the decision. Vivek, I don't know. He, out of all these people, and I'm going to say, this guy has the charisma of Ted Cruz. And I would even right, say, right. And this is an amazing, and no offense, Ted, this guy might be worse, have a worse personality. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I could maybe listen to Ted Cruz more than I could Ramaswamy at this point, because he's
horrible,
just odious.
Man.
Yeah.
That guy is, and I mean this in the nicest way, he is a piece of fucking shit, man. Oh my God, dude. No offense, Ram, but Vivek or whatever, you fuck off, dude. I mean, you have to do something about your personality. What can he do to him?
Yeah, Chris Christie said voters should decide, not the court.
No, we're looking at the beginning of Nazi fuckdom, and you say you keep him out of office, whatever it takes, via the court or voting. Who gives a shit what it is? Are you an idiot? He's saying that he thinks that they should have let Confederate generals run the country, and they should have let the Confederacy back into the government. That's actually what he's saying by disagreeing with that statement, isn't he?
Who, Christie?
Yeah, so then he's saying that way back in the day after the Civil War, the Union should not should have allowed the Confederate generals and whatever leaders they had to participate in the government. But that's kind of what he's saying.
Well, maybe he agrees with Ramaswamy that that was that the that, you know, that pesky 14th Amendment is so outdated.
Yeah.
That it really had to do only with the former right. Confederacy, which it does true. Not say.
Well, if that's the case, then let's just say that pesky Second Amendment's kind of outdated too, because back then I don't think anybody imagined guns that could just, you know, spray a million bullets a second, and then a police force that would just sit there and let it happen with all the guns on the planet.
Chris Christie, even Chris Christie saying,
yeah,
this is not good. I think the Republicans are pretty united.
This is the problem. This is a crazy ass fucking Nazi that really doesn't need to be a leader in a democracy because he's terrifying. And they don't really aren't interested in doing anything about it, because if they were interested, they would speak up in support of this. And then that pressure would make our Supreme Court do the right thing. But they're going to fuck us because of these weak little fucking sad bitches. Every single fucking one of them.
Former White House lawyer Ty Cobb predicted U.S. Supreme Court would rule 9-0 in favor of Trump in a potential appeal of the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling.
Yeah.
He says, I think the case will be handled quickly. I think it could be 9-0 in the Supreme Court for Trump.
Where was he an attorney for what administration? Where did he come from?
Ty Cobb. Wasn't he a New York prosecutor?
No.
The Colorado Supreme Court issued a ruling, citing the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause, Cobb said the real issue in the case is Trump an officer in the United States in the context in which that term is used in the Article 3 of the 14th Amendment? And in 2010, Chief Justice Roberts explained in Free Enterprise that people don't vote for officers of the United States.
So what the fuck does that mean? That's going to be their opinion.
Is this going to be some stupid technicality they're going to try to toss it in?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. And they're even saying the liberal justices are going to vote to not uphold this.
He says the law is clear. In his opinion, and even the.
Well, that's not what I've heard. I don't know. God damn it. I thought we were all in agreement. Like, no matter what, we don't want this guy to be president. I thought that's what everybody wanted. Now, here is a solution. Here's a brilliant solution that a lot of people are saying makes a lot of sense. Here's something we can do. We couldn't impeach him. It didn't make a difference.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it flies, though. Especially in the primaries.
But it,
I think the SCOTUS will come up with some way to be wishy-washy until after the primaries and after he's declared the candidate.
Is there not a way that some Democrat scumbag can approach Clarence and say, hey, where have you always wanted to go on vacation? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Texas. Dan Patrick wants to take Biden off the ballot in Texas.
God, get the fuck off. I look forward to your country. Seeing what you guys are like. I mean,
seeing what happened in Colorado tonight makes me think, except we believe in democracy in Texas. Maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot in Texas for allowing 8 million people to cross the border since he's been president, disrupting our state far more than anything else anyone has done in recent history.
Oh, suck a dick and keep the water running in your state throughout the winter, you stupid fuck. My God, you can't get your cops to intervene when there's a school shooting. Concentrate on those problems. Jeez. Dan, how long has this fucking guy been lieutenant governor? It seems like forever. Since we've been doing this show, that guy's been in the news. What the fuck?
Yeah, they've got quite a little regime going on down there in Texas.
Yeah, they're gonna love it when they're a fucking theocracy, right? They're gonna love it.
Meanwhile, two Republican senators are moob slapping each other. Josh Hawley apparently doesn't get along real well with Moscow Mitch.
Why, Josh? You're both little Nazis.
Hawley is throwing a wrench into Republican leader Mitch McConnell's effort to confirm two former aides to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, escalating a feud between the first-term conservative senator and the veteran party leader. They hate each other.
Listen, Josh, the thing about Mitch is you guys might be having a misunderstanding. A lot of times he's talking to people, he'll just stop talking and stare off into the distance. And we don't know what that's about. It could be a reaction he's having to a marijuana edible. We don't know. So it's not that he's not listening to you. It's just he's kind of in a pause. Maybe that's where some of the misunderstanding lies. You know, they just can't.
Hawley wrote, by agreeing to such a negotiated package in exchange for just a few Republican appointees you have personally deemed a priority, I believe we risk giving away too much.
God, how
wrote Hawley. If Republicans are planning to install dozens of Biden nominees for positions across the federal government without a vote in exchange for just a handful of our own selections, I want to be sure we get our nominees right. And by the way, these two nominees that he cited are both former aides of McConnell. So he's just being a cunt and being obvious about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to take a look at these two. We want to,
right.
Since you've decided to give up, even though they're in charge.
Yes.
Of the Senate, and Biden's the president.
I mean,
they're going to get confirmed. You can slow things down.
I think, Josh Hawley, Josh, I don't think you've gotten to know Mitch. You guys are really, could agree on a lot of different shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're both evil fucking Slytherins with no heart.
I'm currently withholding my consent for these nominees to be confirmed without a floor vote, as it is any senator's right to do, until I and others can evaluate satisfactory responses to these important policy questions.
Get
a motherfucker.
Get your homework done. These guys work so slow.
So now they're turning on each other and holding up each other's shit.
Yeah. Well, I think what's going on is, you know, there's no I in team. And Tuberville should be familiar with this since he's such a successful fucking football coach, I guess. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like they're team players.
Right, right.
Maybe Tommy, you need to give these people, you need to motivate these people to work together like you did, I would think, like you did with Auburn. You had that amazing winning record.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Oh, look at time flying. 5:24 here on the big show, if you're listening live.
Has Tuberville said anything profound as a leader or a coach? Because a lot of football coaches in history have had, you know, said famous things and inspirational things. Seems like whenever we play a Tuberville quote, it's just like,
it ain't the Gipper.
God, it's just so stupid, you know. Shit, man.
The where was I? Speaking of Hitler.
Yeah, yes. which Republican?
Have you heard of Godwin's Law?
Oh yes, Pat. Absolutely. How many degrees of Hitler are we away from Hitler at any moment, or how fast does it take?
Anytime people start fighting on the internet, someone will inevitably reach for the Hitler comparison as the virtually unbreakable rule known as Godwin's Law.
You know what I do at comedy shows? I count how many sets it takes to get to a Hitler reference. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it took one set. Well, not really even one. Three quarters of a set. God.
The Godwin's Law is named after Mike Godwin, an early internet enthusiast who coined the term back in 1990.
Jeez.
It's also so understood that often the party mentioning Hitler or the Nazis is losing that argument, though that's not part of the law itself.
Right, right. Yes.
It's a corollary because other people have developed.
They're getting desperate in whatever argument they're engaged in, and they'll say things, well, Hitler had a dog.
Godwin's Law was invoked this weekend when President Biden's campaign said former President Trump had parroted Adolf Hitler when he accused undocumented immigrants of, quote, poisoning the blood of our country.
Yeah, that's not creepy. You're fascistic.
But you know who disagrees with that being Godwin's Law?
Yes.
Godwin.
Oh. Why?
Trump is opening himself up to that Hitler comparison, said Godwin in an interview. In his view, Trump is actively seeking to evoke the parallel, so it doesn't apply to the law.
Wait, so
Biden is not losing the argument by invoking Hitler.
So Godwin's Law is more about how Hitler permeates culture. You don't mean to do a Hitler reference, you just...
When you're losing, you bring out some sort of Hitler reference.
He wasn't losing in that speech.
And Biden's not losing.
Right. So if it's not Godwin's Law, then what does it mean that he's being so, you know, is it Hitlerian?
Trump's a fascist.
Right. It's not Godwin's Law. Godwin's Law, it's like, it's not necessarily Hitler, but you're getting there. This is where arrived. Kind of.
Trump also called his political opponents vermin, all rhetoric Hitler used to disparage a Jew. Godwin said, quote, you could say the vermin remark or the poisoning the blood remark, maybe one of them would be a coincidence, but both of them pretty much makes it clear that there's something thematic going on.
Oh,
and I can't believe it's accidental.
It's out of context. I see they have to be out of nowhere.
Yeah, Godwin's Law is...
It's out of nowhere.
It just means every internet argument on one side, at least, will somehow denigrate to Hitler.
And it's a reach to denigrate. It's a reach to go there. It is not right. Donald Trump ain't reaching.
Right.
Donald Trump isn't reaching. A guy that slept next to a book full of Hitler ejaculation speeches is not reaching to reference Hitler. There is no God. He destroys Godwin's Law.
Comparisons to Hitler and Nazis happen all the time on the internet. But they're often dismissed as ridiculous or clumsy when public figures or their staff mention the H word. It provokes derision. But the Biden campaign has made a deadly serious statement and a political wager that the public won't dismiss the charge as hyperbole. Godwin is now an attorney specializing in privacy and internet law. He discussed whether he thinks the Biden team is right and why his rule has had such staying power. There's an interview over at Politico you can go read with Mr.
So,
yeah,
Mike Godwin's Law. It doesn't apply here because
Trump is inviting the comparisons.
Yeah, and if I go to a comedy show and every show someone manages a Hitler reference,
then you're it's not fair game to bring up Hitler.
Yeah, it's not really Godwin's Law. It's just something we talk about and like, I guess. God, this society is very
shitty. Well, it's not Godwin's Law with comics either. That's that's Nazism.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you hear it every Godwin's show, it's not just occurring
and they're
out of nowhere.
Are they wistful? Pro Hitler? Or are the Hitler references that come up?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, generally negative.
We are in the pain.
However, some remarks these fucks will make about trans people or gay people would definitely be in line with how Hitler feels, you know?
Well, but they will also turn around and call the BLM.
Yeah.
You know, those people are Hitler. They're Nazis.
Yeah, I mean
they love to whip out that Joe Biden is a dictator and a Nazi.
Well, isn't that what Putin's saying about the Ukraine? The Ukrainians are fascist. They're a fascist.
Right. They had that Azov Brigade or whatever. They had, you know, some Nazis. We all have some Nazis.
Oh boy. Yes, we do. We got brigades. Bunch of dumb fucks.
But it's not saying they weren't a problem, but Putin's just lying when he says that's why he wanted to go in, liberate them from the Nazis. Mm-hmm. It's just a lie.
Yeah.
What else have we got going here? Join us on Friday, everybody, for Faithless Friday, right before
Jesus' birthday, correct?
Jesus comes plowing out of that virgin V.
I have a question. Is this white Jesus' birthday?
Of course it is.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's pagan.
Oh, yes.
It's pagan birthday.
That's weird. It's like, Merry Christmas, Joseph. Somebody got me pregnant. Don't worry, it was God, so you can't be mad.
Yeah, and it's just terrifying if you ask Christians, of course.
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus was actually born on December 25th?
Fuck yeah, motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You cannot rip the fabric of my universe out.
You don't think maybe the early Catholic Church, when they were trying to push that bullshit, said, hey, we got to get these pagans on board. Why don't we take a shit on their Saturnalia or whatever it is that happens? And we'll put our birthday, our big day, smack dab in the middle of theirs.
Why not? It's all bullshit.
We'll have more fun.
Yes. We're going to finance all
this. We're going to use their trees. We're going to steal their trees.
Right.
With ornaments and all that shit.
We're going to create malls with food courts.
You can't tell that to the Christians. They lose their minds when you remind them that many of their rituals are adopted from pagans that they were trying to woo to their magic.
You know, with a lot of these Christians, and if they're listening, don't take this the wrong way. If you really want to get to them, you fuck with their college football. They don't really care about the Jesus shit. In fact, if something happened and they didn't have to go to church one Sunday, they'd be like, oh, this is awesome. I secretly hate this shit.
Well, they don't care about what Jesus taught.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They purport to care about the Jesus shit, but they're the least Jesus-like creatures that are out there. These evangelicals are
right.
Evil.
And, a lot of people, and I won't name any names, I know that I have relatives that will say attend a megachurch, and not to be cynical, but it's the guy sells malpractice insurance to surgeons, wealthy surgeons, and I think he's just fishing. You know what I mean? It's a big...
Oh, he's handing out business cards.
Yeah, it's a big rich Methodist church. Right, sure.
I mean,
that's what it is. Yes, but in all that, Jesus is very fucking important. And I would also... look at this deductible I can offer you.
right.
I'll give you a great...
Oh, you're a proctologist, huh?
Yes, if you accidentally amputate the wrong person's arm, I'll cover you. God bless you, by the way.
That's what we need for police.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they need to have malpractice insurance, and guess what'll go away?
The police.
Malpractice.
Yeah, well, that's we're getting there, though. I mean, I think what the defund thing means, get rid of the police. That's exactly what that means.
Sort of. The way they did it in, was it Portland or whatever? That some city in Northwest.
Yeah.
That literally defunded their police force. Got rid of a number of officers.
Yeah.
And switched, hired a bunch of care workers, healthcare workers, mental health care workers.
Yes.
Trained in de-escalation techniques and how to deal with suicidal people. Here's a tip, cops. Don't shoot them.
What? You know, it's crazy.
Shooting the suicidal person is kind of what they want.
Why would you have...
It's not the way to handle things.
Why are police not trained in de-escalation?
Exactly.
That should be the whole fucking point. And actually, a lot of people probably walk around thinking that that is what they're trying to do. They're trying to save and help people and protect.
That's not what is going on. You know, I mean,
no,
the police are...
No.
It's a corrupt organization from branch, basically. The result, I'm sorry, in Oregon was... They had the ability to then escalate to the popo if there was a violent confrontation.
Yes.
Social workers that would go address domestics mostly and stuff like that.
And
people on the street that are passed out, drugged up and drunk, instead of throwing them in handcuffs.
Yeah. How does that
Of the, I think they said 400 cases that were studied, the first 400 cases.
Okay.
They had 0.0 that were escalated to the police. So imagine how those 400 cases would have turned out if the asshole thug, arrest him, beat him up, let's throw him in the back of the car, had shown up first instead of these people who got people the help they need.
Well, and the thing is that the people that are helping these people also don't have the incentive that you're fining, and you got to arrest somebody and throw them in jail and get them in the system.
Right, which
they got to make bail. They get fined and put in this system. These cops have a huge interest in doing that.
And cops claim they don't have these quotas, but all you got to do is look on their fucking Facebook pages for their police force. And who shows up there? Oh, look, it's Officer Fuck Waddle who look at all the drugs he pulled in this month.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's Officer Shitbrain. He's got the most DUIs in the whole state.
Well, a lot of times they go to these neighborhood meetings. And shit like this, these Karens show up, and these cops are like, we pulled over X amount of people in this neighborhood for a roll and a stop or speeding. Here's how we're protecting you. I'm like, is anybody ever concerned about the white collar crime that's going on in this area?
But in Oregon, that proved that they freed up the police to go, I don't know, solve some robberies, solve some real crime that's going on. The cops even ended up liking it. The cops that stayed, not the whiny little bitches who can't go beat up people anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were upset and they quit. But the cops that stayed actually love it because they hate going on domestics.
Yeah.
They hate getting involved in that shit. You're two neighbors fighting over lawn waste.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to get police involved in that when you can get some kind of a moderator or a negotiator or a de-escalation technique person, you know, it's just, but these police unions are so fucking strong.
Well, they have these, you know, right. I mean, I don't know. What kind of solutions do they offer people when they go help them with a domestic? There's no solution. Somebody's going to get locked up.
That's when the police show,
Gonna get locked up, and whatever problem's going on will be solved with a gun or cuffs, or maybe some mace if you're lucky.
Let's say we got programs for you once you get out of jail.
But
you're taking the drive tonight.
And let me look around your house while I'm in here dealing with you. That's really what it's about. Probably they want to get in there and have a look. Have a look. It's time to go fishing, bitches.
You mentioned Lev earlier.
Oh, yes.
There is Lev news.
Ooh. Is he going to be the new guy on Fox and Friends? Or?
Lev Parnas? He's doing Dancing with the Stars.
Of course he is.
that's
probably going to happen. He manifested that.
Well, a heavily redacted application for a search and seizure warrant was made public yesterday, detailing the request to search 9 electronic devices belonging to Rudy Giuliani's former associate, Lev Parnas, on October 21st, 2019, shortly before he was indicted. So this is, you know, back before the indictments.
Yes.
The warrant was released after an application by the New York Times. So the New York Times got did a FOIA request and said it was heavily redacted, though. But we did find out some new shit, I guess.
Okay.
Lev Parnas and his buddy Igor, I think.
Okay.
Might be in here. Igor Fruman, here it is. Helped Giuliani connect to Ukrainian figures in an attempt to dig up dirt on Hunter Biden.
Well, I mean, don't we expect that? I mean,
Lev was convicted on several charges, including fraud and campaign finance violations. Remember, Lev and Igor set up a whole bunch of shell companies upon shell companies nestled within shell companies to launder foreign money and send it to PACs.
I mean, shouldn't this fact impact the case that's being made against Biden for the impeachment? I mean, wouldn't you say that because they're impeaching Biden for stuff he did with Hunter? Is that right? Is that the lie they're saying?
Sure. Among other things. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that speak to the fact that that's bullshit, this story? I mean, You know what I mean? Doesn't that discredit that theory? That bullshit theory?
See, that they're going after him for? Yeah. Biden?
Yes.
Of course it does. We don't need any more, but yeah.
I mean, doesn't this bother anybody?
Parnas was arrested alongside fellow Giuliani henchman Igor Fruman in 2019, accused of setting up shell companies to funnel hundreds of thousands Russian donations, by the way.
That's
to Republican candidates.
Listen, Pat, you know what you need to do right now? You know who needs to see this story? James Comer.
Why wasn't this a bigger story?
I don't know.
I mean, really, these two guys were convicted of everything, and we did talk about it because I remember saying, fuck Sam Alito, that serpent cunt.
Yeah.
Who you remember after the horrible SCOTUS decision that allowed all the money back into politics.
Yes.
That Alito at the State of the Union speech, Obama criticized it.
Yeah.
Criticized it, saying, you know, I think this latest Supreme Court decision will allow foreign money to pour into elections. And Alito said, that's not true. Remember? Out loud. That's not true.
That moment.
And then here we are. We should shove Igor and Lev in that fucking weasel's face.
Yeah.
Here you go, boy. Look what you did.
Isn't that, I mean, it's kind of telling when SCOTUS does that.
Citizens United, by the way.
Why did that should have, this is, they are shitbags. That moment should have scared everybody about voting for a Republican. To have more people that agree with that guy on the bench is fucking insane.
Right, and here is Lev and Igor, who don't appear to be the brightest bulbs on the planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're the tip of the iceberg, these two idiots. They got caught. They got caught up in this whole thing.
Right.
But how many other Levs and Igors were out there that were good at setting up the shell companies?
You know what?
Funneling Russian money to Republicans.
Just listening to this story and you think about the Mueller report, that is out there. That is out there.
Right, right.
It Chris Christie and all these Republicans that claim that they are standing up to Trump can suck a fucking dick. It is disingenuous. The evidence is here. He's a horrible person. If Chris Christie really cared about that, he would waddle out there to his podium and bang on it and scream about the Mueller report. He would scream about it. Why? It's there. If the Republicans gave a shit about going and getting this fucking Frankenstein, they would do it. And that's why the SCOTUS ain't going to give a fuck about that ruling out of Colorado, because it is not what those bastards want. They want the orange daddy. They want the orange daddy, and it's all lies otherwise. Or else they would use this shit to go get him.
By the end of November 2019, the feds were eyeing charges against Rudy, who was serving as Trump's lawyer at the time.
That guy's your lawyer.
The potential
Holy
charges.
Shit.
Potential charges stemmed from his work with Parnas and Fruman, who also served as the former New York mayor's henchman in his plot to dig up dirt on then Vice President Joe Biden in Ukraine.
A lawyer for the president had something someone classified as henchman. I mean, Jesus Christ.
While the affidavit from the FBI agent walked through the campaign finance charges, it also explained some of the connections to Parnas and the work he was suspected of helping Giuliani with.
Woo!
The warrant makes it clear they were trying to publicize allegations about a vice president.
Oh, wow.
So Biden. It's obvious they're trying to go after Biden.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying this should go to James Comer, because wouldn't this influence all the evidence he has that Hunter and his daddy are doing bad stuff? So send this to James. It might blow his little fucking mind. Seriously, has that fuck commented about this?
Who, Trump?
Comer!
Why would he comment about this?
Because this would unravel some of the bullshit he's been spewing, wouldn't it? Wouldn't some of it?
As I said.
Right. Why would he comment,
why would he comment
this?
On this?
It's just pissing me off, because a guy's screaming about everything. Well, here's something directly related to what you claim to be talking about. What about this, you fuck?
Parnas had also been subpoenaed to give evidence in the impeachment hearing of Trump that involved the then president's perfect call to the Ukraine president, Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump congratulating the new president on his campaign win. Conversation turned to what Ukraine needed from the U.S. and when the aid already allocated to Congress would be sent. That's when Trump demanded, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
Do you think Biden asked Zelensky? So tell me about that time Trump called you. I got to hear this story from you, man. That must have been some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah, and already allocated. The money was supposed to be sent.
Yes,
and Trump literally told him, we're going to hold that up, but I need you to do us a favor.
But isn't that telling? See, that should make everybody's sphincters tighten because more of
Who's?
Everyone in the country, because that's what he's going to do as president. It's money that the Congress allocated.
Yeah, but the Republicans' sphincters will tighten over their own fingers because they're thrilled that he's doing shit like that.
I mean, the good people.
Oh, okay.
Quit complaining that Biden's old, you stupid shitbags. Who fucking cares? We're looking at Nazism 2.0 or however you want to say it. God.
Right.
It's scary. It's scary shit, man. Imagine. That's going to be everything. Because basically he's saying, I don't care what Congress did. I don't give a fuck that they allocated. And he's definitely not going to give a fuck what Congress does or says to do when he's president. He won't give a fuck.
Not happy with, meanwhile, the House is on vacay.
Yeah.
A few days ago, commenting, still not happy about...
They're on vacation?
Oh, yeah, for the break.
I work today, you stupid fucks, and my job isn't nearly as important as yours. Are you kidding me?
They're pissed at Mike Johnson for caving.
Are they children, though? It's December 20th, and they're already off for Christmas?
Well, yeah, you've
what
got...
What the fuck?
You've got, yeah.
Get back to work, motherfuckers.
So really unhappy is Steve Bannon.
That's so good. I love that. That's a beautiful statement. Steve Bannon is really unhappy.
With the Republican House. And don't sit there and tell me we only control one third or one half. That's all crap. If you had the stones and the balls, you could shut this thing down right now. The NDA just passed. It just passed. This is Mike Johnson. And don't tell me you're a Christian. I don't want to hear you're a Christian. Don't wear your faith. Don't give me the Bible. I don't hear more Bible verse. When you've allowed the transgender, you've allowed all that garbage, all that demonic trash throughout the defense budget. That you wonder why you can't get kids, you know, red-blooded American boys and girls to get into the military.
What is he talking about? Is he complaining about Mike Johnson?
He's mad at Mike Johnson. You can't be a Christian when you allowed the transgender demons.
Hey, Steve, if Mike Johnson isn't a Christian, then who the fuck is, buddy? I mean, that guy's way into Jesus, right? I mean, that's got to hurt Mike Johnson's feelings. That's his identity, man.
They're torn.
What is Mike Johnson doing? I don't think that... Is Mike Johnson, like, pro-trans rights or something?
He allowed the government to not get shut down by making a deal with the Democrats.
And before kicking all the trans people out of government,
and
right?
All that, and all the other stuff was included, you know, in the NDAA. Of course, there was a lot of stuff, and some of it was continuing funding for transgender members of the military to keep their drugs... Pay for their drugs and stuff like that.
Well,
and
you can even say
to keep the travel reimbursement for women who live in the Taliban states of America, the Christian Taliban states of America, to want to go have a medical procedure that is their own business.
That's what they want to do, right? I mean, they are trying to drive smart people out of government. Is that what this is? How do you attract somebody who's educated and female into a job, and you're going to work somewhere where these horrible draconian reproductive laws.
Right.
Who is going to want to work there?
I saw something about Texas, that Texas is already bleeding professionals.
Yeah, I mean, I
was. As is Florida.
Right. I mean,
the people are like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Imagine getting the fuck out of here. They're terrified.
And they're willing to like go to states that have state tax.
That's how fucked up it is.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, listen, man, Florida is going through a tough time. It's that Moms of Liberty with that threesome gone wrong shit, man. Right, I don't know.
Oh, God. I wonder if I can find this clip. Let's see. This young high school trans advocate.
Okay.
Had spoke up at the isn't she on a school board, the Moms for Liberty?
Yes, I yes.
And let me see if I can.
She's
awesome. A student directly confronted the founder of Moms for Liberty, and this is at one of these you know, town halls.
Yes,
and this is this Moms for Liberty asshole, Bridget Ziegler. Who is one of the biggest book banners out there. That's how she got famous,
right,
here in Florida. And now she's trying to take over school boards nationwide. She's in these groups and founded one of these groups that is teaching Christians how to take over school boards so they could take over the governments.
Right. It's a day-long workshop. A meal is included.
and then it turns out that her husband is being, I don't know if he's criminally charged or sued or both.
Yes.
For rape, basically, sexual assault.
Damn.
On a woman that turns out had been involved in frequent threesomes with him and his wife. A little mismorality here.
Oh, yes.
And rock on, by the way.
Right, right.
Our whole point is about the hypocrisy of it. And these people claiming to be the Christians and moral examples, following their Christian rules, when their Christian rules ain't into this stuff.
The Handmaid's Tale is just for the masses. Right. That it?
Rules for thee and not for me.
Yes.
So then it also came out that it was like, it was her and the woman.
Damn.
Like it wasn't the guy.
Yes.
It seemed to be more like her and the woman hooking up.
Right.
But anyway, so, even the Republicans here,
Yeah.
The Republicans voted him out. He was the Florida GOP chairman. he was the chairman of the Florida Republican Party.
But the only thing, when you talked about this story, when you first introduced the story, I think my guess was this took place in Texas. My second guess was Florida, but I never thought that person was not a Republican.
Right, yeah.
Crossed my mind. That's all.
So here is a great little speech.
Yes.
Sarasota County School Board.
Right.
Member she is.
Okay.
it's just terrifying.
School board member.
So now she's facing calls to resign after a sex scandal involving a threesome came to light.
Yeah.
She came under fire after details of a three-way sexual relationship became public amid a sexual assault investigation into her husband, Christian Ziegler.
Does it bother
people? Even named Christian.
Is this sexual assault or rape that this guy did, is it that bothers them, or is it the threesome?
Who are you asking?
Yeah.
The Republicans?
That's
they don't care
what
about
I think.
The assault.
They don't care about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Ziegler, the Florida GOP chair, has been called upon by many, including Governor Ron DeSantis, to resign. I thought he was voted out, but
Pudding Fingers is like, no, you got to go, guys.
Ziegler herself is founder of Moms for Liberty, a right-wing advocacy group formed in the aftermath of COVID-19, school closures, and mask mandates.
Wow, what a horrible thing to be born of. I mean, my God,
they
this
support
culture.
Anti-LGBTQ policies.
Oh, good. Thank you for everything.
In a school board meeting, addressing her conduct, Ziegler didn't comment much, even as she was told by one of the attendees, most of our community could not care less what you do in the privacy of your own home, but your hypocrisy takes center stage. included, that may be a quote from this person here. This is Xander Moritz, 20-year-old activist from Florida.
Yes.
Who first made headlines for suing Florida in reaction to the Don't Say Gay legislation.
Yes.
And now here is a viral clip from the December 12th school board meeting where he addresses this Bridget Ziegler.
Yes.
Here we go.
Bridget, our first ever interaction was when you retweeted a hate article about me from The Nationalist while I was a Sarasota County school student. You are a reminder that some people view politics as a service to others, while some view it as an opportunity for themselves. On this board, you have spent public funds that could have been used to increase teacher pay, to change our district lines for political gain, remove books from schools, target trans and queer children, erase Black history, and elevate your political career, all while sending your children to private schools because you do not believe in the public school system that you've been leading.
Yeah, that makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I think school board members should have to have their kids in the school boards, in the public school system.
You know what's weird is, like, I would assume that would be the case. Right?
One would think.
I mean, okay.
But she sends her kids to public schools.
The private schools.
Private school, private Christian school.
So why? Yeah, God.
Even the public school system that you've been leading.
Yeah, she's sitting here listening to this, which is
great.
Well,
there's a money aspect to this. There's absolutely a money fundraising aspect. They go on, we're taking over school boards, we're going to show you how to do it, send us money to our super PAC,
yeah,
or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
In the public school system that you've been leading. My question is, why doesn't an elected official using our money to harm our students and our teachers for her gain seem to matter as much to us as her having a threesome does?
Yeah.
Bridget Ziegler, you do not deserve to be on the Sarasota County School Board, but you do not deserve to be removed from it for having a threesome. That defeats the lesson we've been trying to teach you, which is that a politician's job is to serve their community, not to police personal lives. So, to be extra clear, Bridget, you deserve to be fired from your job because you are terrible at your job, not because you had sex with a woman.
And Bridget, mic drop.
Bam!
To be fired.
How do we vote for that
person? Because you are terrible at your job.
Thank you.
Not because you had sex
Shit,
with a woman.
Man. Can that guy, that guy's from Florida? That
20 years old.
Can you run for, don't move here.
Never run mind. For school board, 100%.
Get the fuck out of Florida, honestly. Oh, yeah. Jeez. God, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, run for governor. Run for our representative. Do something. That would be a great voice to have in
he
government.
He said, it's important that we call out Bridget's hypocrisy. This is Teen Vogue is interviewing him. It's important that we, as we call out Bridget's hypocrisy, we don't become hypocrites ourselves. Bridget and all of us should be free to love whoever we want. It's what she's done in the boardroom, not in the bedroom, that makes her a disgrace.
Yes. Right. It's 6 o'clock. I was just telling you what.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was trying to tell you.
We have to end. I was like, I'm looking at my phone thinking, what are you? I thought you sent me a text.
No. I was holding up the phone, like showing you the time.
Oh, thanks.
But I didn't, I could have just said it's 6 o'clock.
We're running late, everybody. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck Ziegler.
I have everything to do later. Well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you at the usual time on Friday. And buy shit through our Amazon link.
Yay.
And see what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Insta, TikTok, Facebook, and X. RatedRComedy.com.
At Vile Experience on X or Instagram.
Blessed weekend, or blessed couple of days. We'll hit you up on Friday. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.